But is all fair in family and politics? Now, all is fair in love and war. But is all fair in politics? Particularly if it's four brothers contesting one ward in the same municipality, all the way in Matatiel in the Eastern Cape. The Ntabeni brothers, there are four of them, are each running for Ward 10. I'm joined now by at least two of them. I'm joined by Loyola Ntabeni and also Sipamandla Ntabeni. Loyola is a candidate for the African Independent Congress. Sipamandla is a candidate for the African National Congress. And Loyola, who else are your other two brothers contesting for there in Ward 10 in Matatiel?
Hello?
I'm listening. Who else is the family? Yes, I can hear you. Who else is the Ntabeni family politically represented by there in Ward 10?
In fact, there's not a still with that family. Otherwise, we've decided anyway to go for these elections, and then our party is also more special. I mean, let me talk about my party.
Of course.
My party is.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Go. Of course, you obviously want to promote your own party, so go ahead.
Yes. Otherwise, my party has chosen that. I'm a right person to contest elections, being a candidate at Ward 10. That was a coincidence whereby we just contested these elections for Ward 10 as brothers with different political organizations. There's no dispute with that, together with the family at large. Not to say there was a dispute in the family or there was a dispute with us personally. Otherwise, we were brothers also. So with regards to what you call the brotherly bond, we grew up together prior to the age difference. We also had a close relationship also. Mm. Not to say maybe there's what you call a dispute. There was no dispute at all. It's just that it's a matter of political organizations or it's about politics. I still remember clearly, it was just that personally, I joined AIC. AIC was the party who was founded in 2005 because of the issue of demarcation, which was not raised correctly since there till today's date. That's why I was founding that some other government departments, they still fall under the province of the Eastern Cape. Others, they are still fall under the province of KwaZulu-Natal. That's why AIC has mandated that people of Matatiel, anyway, they have that mandate in order to build this organization for the sake of these parties, other parties, anyway. We didn't think as if they go for what you call the democratic dispensation, because they are far from what you call the... It's a freedom charter. They are far from the freedom charter. They are far from the constitution. They do not follow it religiously. I can say they are not so. They show that they are no more interested in Christianity.
Okay, Loyola, before we get into your campaign messages, which you and your brothers have differing campaign messages, I want to bring in Sipamandla Ntabeni. He's the youngest of the Ntabeni brothers. Who is a candidate for? Who's the candidate for the ANC? Sipamandla, how are you doing?
I'm blessed, my dear brother. And how are you today?
I'm black as well, my friend.
No, I mean I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Oh, you're blessed. Okay, I thought you were making an ideological, political point there, my friend. But I'm blessed as well.
Thank you.
Loyola saying it's pure coincidence that you guys and the four brothers are contesting in the same ward. That was all up to your political parties, and then for some weird reason, you guys all got into the same or contesting the same ward. Is that the case? Or did you know you wanted to contest Ward 10 along with your brothers?
No, my dear brother, in actual fact, there is no mistake. And remember, we are living in the Republic of South Africa, of which my political party played a critical role in terms of making sure that the people of South Africa are being, are at liberty as to choose which political party they want to follow or to affiliate on. Then, relevantly so, remember, we are the royal family, which is Mashia's family, the clan name, the big name. Then our forefather is Ndabeni. So actually, we are leaders. We are born to do this. Then, therefore, that family, big as it is, remember, that family understands the democracy as the royal family. Mm. So believe me, you, when I say among ourselves as brothers, hence we are contesting one ward, there is no animosity among ourselves. We clearly understand politics. This is the nature of politics. Sometimes we used to sit under one roof and debate, robust debates. That is it that I can say for now.
Look, everyone has their constitutional right to be a member of the political party of their choosing. They have a democratic right to contest in an election. But usually, families tend to have the same political philosophy, because you all come from similar backgrounds, all have similar outlooks, I guess, similar ideologies. How is it that four brothers Loyolo have different political backgrounds? Pamandla is with the ANC. You, Loyolo, is with the African Independent Congress. You have a brother who's running for an independent, and then another brother who's with the EFF.
Yes, thank you very much. Remember, if one knows the history of Matatiela, Matatiela is multilingual, and he has got so many tribes, Basutu, Crossers, Zulus, etc., etc. Then, therefore, as the leading family, traditionally speaking, then, therefore, our family on this one has to toe the line, because we are living in a country where the democracy is prioritized. Mm. I think this one should be taken as a growth in the Republic of South Africa, particularly in the province of the Eastern Cape, Matatiele. So this is a democracy in action. So as I have said before, that there is no animosity among ourselves as well as in our families. So we are united in diversity. We embrace everyone's choices or decisions. Mm. That is how the royal family has to live or to take it as something that is going to guide. Remember, if the royal family can be divided, then automatically speaking, then therefore that would mean the entire community can be divided. Yes, we are leaders, and our fundamental role as leaders, it is to lead people each and every corner you go. Right now, I just want to unite the people of Cape Town to come as many as they can to vote for African National Congress.
Okay. We'll get to the campaigning in a while, but also in elective politics, campaign politics, there is a discrediting. In order to win, the positive thing is would be to put forward my plan, and this is my prospectus, this is my vision, but also sometimes negative politics does come into campaigning. Isn't it a bit of a risk, Spamandla, if the other brothers know your deepest, darkest secrets, they know who you are, that they could maybe discredit you when running in for elective campaigns?
Thank you very much. I think that is the nature of the environment all over the world. And please forgive me for this noise. As a leader, I'm here now in one of the schools here where there was a crisis. Then, therefore, as a leader, I had to intervene. I am here. Don't mind my background. In answering your question, yes, as a leader, I've got a vision. I want to take this ward, which is what 10, to another level, whereby the service delivery and the massive development will be flowing like nobody's business. That is my vision. I want to create sustainable job opportunities here in Matatiela. Remember, my dear brother, the vote from Cape Town and the vote from the Eastern Cape or Johannesburg, it is almost equally when it comes to service delivery. Then, therefore, myself and my political party, we want to do away with this thing of prioritizing the cities other than rural areas. Hence, our president, the president of the Republic of South Africa, our leader, Comrade Cyril Ramaphosa, said now the focus now will be more on rural areas. And I'm very much impressed by your radio to focus in Matatiela, particularly in Eastern Cape. That would mean that, of course, you tow or you take the instruction from the president.
Thank you. Loyolo, there are some comments here that saying these brothers sound like they're spreading their bets that in some way or the other, members of the Ntabeni family will be a ward councillor for Ward 10, and that you're simply spreading your bets, and that a brother will become a councillor there. What's your response to that?
Yes, my dear brother, there's nothing wrong in that anyway, because on the 1st of November, we'll be in the voting station together with them. They were going to represent their parties politically anyway. At the end of the day, I think one must win that one. I think it's me anyway. It's me being an independent Congress as AIC. Because people, they still remember that AIC after was founded in the state of the people of Matatiela, who was highly oppressed, more especially if after they were voted in favor of their choice, either Eastern Cape or KZN, the overwhelming majority, they voted. Hello?
I'm here, Loyolo. Just my final question. So you say no animosity between the brothers. You're running clean campaigns. You have a brother's running for the EFF. You have a brother's running as an independent. Spamandla's running as an ANC candidate. You're running for the African Independent Congress, all for Ward 10 in Matatiel. So no animosity. Come the 2nd of November. I don't know if there are other candidates running for that ward, but it's highly likely that Ntabeni brother will be candidates, and you will congratulate whichever brother that wins. Or you, of course, you want you to win.
Hello.
I'm listening. So it's handshakes, and you'll congratulate your brother if you do not win.
Yes, I can. There's no dispute with us among us anyway, because it belongs to his party also, and then I'm in my party. But even if he's winning, There will be no dispute. I have made that clear. Even the family was good, because even the family, they asked whether why are they just, we're just doing such anyway. This is a democratic country. He has a right to choose his party. I know how to choose a certain party anyway. If he wins the what you call the country elections, he wins up and he becomes what you call the councillor. That is fine, but at the end of the day, people must remember that there are so many what you call the empty promises from this ruling party and so forth, because all along they've been promising the people whatever they are going to give them. At the end of the day, you will find that even these leaders also from the higher structures, in more than Spamandla anyway. They deputed everything for the sake of the people. It's just that it's very, very funny to find such organization whereby people they must focus, they take whatever focus on them anyway. But this is the democratic country. If Spamandla wins, or EFF wins, Loyiso Ntabeni wins, or Independence, they are not around with us even now. It's quite right anyway. There will be no dispute at the end of the day. What you call the family will remain as a family. Even if they ask me to assist, where I can assist, I can do the very same thing. So there's no dispute. In terms of the development, it's just that I know these people, they are not do away with certainly in that district, the district municipality. We have AIC. AIC wants to take that thing as a district.
Well, Loyola, your other two brothers, yes, I can't give you a campaign platform because it wouldn't be fair to your other brothers. But Loyola Ntabeni, he's the eldest of the Ntabeni brothers. He's running for the African Independent Congress. Then there's Pamandla Ntabeni. He's the youngest of the Ntabeni brothers. He's running for the ANC. There's then Vuyani Ntabeni. He's running as an independent. And then, finally, there's Loyiso Ntabeni. He's running for the EFF, all in Ward 10 in Matatiel. Gentlemen, and your other brothers as well, good luck. If it means anything, we hope the best candidate wins. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Morning Review.